Hello, you're here with Emily Victoria, and here's your roundup of this week's women's sports news. Britain's Eleanor Barker and Ellie Dickinson won the Madison Gold at the European Track Championship this week, while fellow Brit Katie Archibald defended her Omnium title to win another gold. The women in the team pursuit won silver, narrowly losing to Italy. Two more gold medals were taken this week for Britain by Jade Jones in the World Taekwondo Grand Prix in London and Amy Truesdale in Para Taekwondo. Britain's Heather Watson made it into the quarterfinals of the WTA Luxembourg Open, but lost in the end to Belgian Elise Martens. The England cricket team lost to Australia in the opening one-day international of the Ashes by just 2 runs. Enya Luko and Drew Spence received an apology from the FA this week as a result of the FA's parliamentary hearing, which was called due to their slack response to racism bullying claims. And all the votes are now in for this Thursday Sunday Times Sportswomen of the Year awards, and that's just getting started. Over in France, in Valenciennes, the England women's football team's loss to France was a sideshow in comparison to the fresh allegations of racism, this time accusing goalkeeping coach Lee Kendall of mocking Enya Luko with a Caribbean accent, even though she is British with Nigerian heritage. The ball is now on the FA's court to address this latest blow to England football's reputation. FIFA's Best Awards have announced an 18-year-old student from Venezuela who is up for more awards than Lionel Messi. Denia Castellanos will find herself sat amongst the likes of Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo and Neymar on Monday. In Singapore yesterday at the WTA Finals, Carolina Pliskova beat Venus Williams 6-2, 6-2 and Garbine Muguruza crushed Jelena Ostapenko 6-3, 6-4 to both make fantastic starts to their campaigns. Over in Taiwan, South Korea's Ji-Eun Lee won her first US LGPA title in 8 years. And in boxing news, welterweight world champion Cecilia Brekers stopped Michaela Loren in the 6th round to retain her WBA, IBO, WBC, IBF and WBO belts on Saturday night at the Oslofjord Convention Centre in Stokke in Norway. Loren planted a kiss on her opponent's lips in a pre-fight stare-down earlier this week, sending Brekers into a shocked state of laughter, and it seems Brekkers did indeed get the last laugh. And there you have it, that's this week's women's sports headlines by me, Emily Victoria, reporting for Sports Gazette.